Kevin and Nikolai said it came together pretty quickly. Why was it important to get this deal done before the season?
Well, Nikolai, again, is has been an exciting player for us. From the moment that we had the opportunity to draft him, we felt, you know, we had a special player. And you know, certainly his development over the couple of years here and talking to Paul, his real development of his 200-foot game, you know, is something that Paul really talks about. And you know, from a coaching standpoint, you know, that's an important thing. But for us to lock him up long-term is a big step for us and something that we're very excited that it did come together. And extensions, you know, essentially this is the first time we've had an extension off an entry level. So they're different, you know. They're different nuances and that come into play. But when it falls into place as quickly as it did, it's exciting.
Why did 7 make the most sense in this case?
Well, again, it I don't know if there was a magic there. It's just when you get into negotiations, like we've talked about before, term money term, you just, you know, find a sweet spot that both sides, you know, feel comfortable with. And in this game here, from a cap standpoint, you're always trying to project and you try to find where that right balance, you know, might fit. You know, we've got spreadsheets that go out, you know, 3-5 years and, you know, they're all in, you know, in invisible ink because, you know, it all changes on a daily basis. So this worked for both sides and it feels great.
What message do you think it sends to your group with another guy locked up long-term?
Well, you know, it certainly, I guess, does, you know, send a message that, you know, we're committed to building around our core. You know, we've been judicious in how we've, you know, spent our money in making sure that we have, you know, the right space available at the right time to do some things. But, you know, again, this didn't come together to try and send any kind of message. This is, you know, the next step and part of the, you know, the steps that needed to be taken.
It's a leading question, but how happy are you with the number that you got him at?
You know, again, it's a real credit, I think, to, you know, to Larry Simmons and Nikolai Ehlers' agent, Andre Rufner, that they really, you know, worked hard together on trying to find those right numbers. And it's all about the openness and the honesty that both of them had with each other, and I think that's why it kind of all came together real quick. Is you know, both just laid it on the table real quick and said, you know, well, here's what we're willing to do, and here's what we're not willing to do. So, you know, and I'm just glad that both sides, you know, probably wake up in the morning and say, ooh, is that a lot? Is that not enough? But both sides, you know, did I leave some on the table? Didn't? But if both sides are feeling that, it's probably a good thing.
There would be a lot of people who would commend you for this contract and for the Scheifele contract. How are you set up for, you know, the coming contracts that you're going to have to work on?
Again, you know, we try to do projections. Everyone tries to. This game changes on a daily basis. You know, things change because of the contract we did today for us and other teams. You know, so it's always a changing market, and, like, you know, ad nauseum, you've heard me say we don't know what the cap's going to be moving forward, but. As an organization, as an ownership, there is a strong commitment to make sure we're prepared to do whatever it takes.
The Ehlers contract, how would you characterize getting it done? Was it done fairly quickly, or were you at this every week all summer long?
No, this was very quick, actually. So I guess the whole chronology of it, I had a conversation with his agent early in the summer, and we said we're going to talk probably later in the summer, and if we were both desirous at that time, and you know, so we did talk, and really it did come together relatively quickly. I guess nothing ever happens quick enough when it, you know, you're spending brain power on trying to get it done, but you know, there was again good open dialogue right from the onset that really set the, you know, the tone and you know, some ebbs and flows, and sometimes where you sit there and you say, well, this might not get done, you know, I don't know, you know, because I think both sides were still principled on what they were going to be willing to do or not do.